Blog Talk Radio.
That nigga slutter, smut, the riders running on Facebook. Kept them slipping at these rallies and they act real shook. 24-7 on the ground, my comrades putting it work. New generation, the Panther, organizing the tunnel. Deal with the buzzers on the block, cause we the last ones that they got. Beat the people, bang on cops, political air to break the lie. Couple times for the masses, build community defense. While these bootlicking, bougie-ass niggas ride the fence. Unused to us, a boost, ain't no half-ends in the movement. I got elders and soldiers, but still dedicated to it. It's a lifetime commitment, black riders gon' represent it. Flipping the tribalism with our OG locked in prison. But thanks to General Top, I sympathizing with the block. Ain't nobody gave a fuck to think assassinated Pop. Like the assassinated Malcolm, set him up to Tijuana. But we coming for revenge, and I put that on my mama.
Like they wanna end police brutality,
but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? And the same sense of niggas say they wanna be free, but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep it G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you'll never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. I'm a rise to the day I'm buried, to go out in a burst of flames. My business as a revolutionary, I'm the last of a dying breed. Pray to God I live long enough to teach my seed, fulfilling my legacy. Ride on the enemy, I'm peeping they plot, but they more kept resisting niggas and start to kill on my block. These cowards fake as fuck, they rat you out to the cops, smile at your face. But these niggas got me twisted like locks with lure. Well, fake niggas I can't fuck with. Niggas are shady nowadays, so be careful who you run with. Precision shots, only thing my gun spit. Niggas be working for the state, so they kill us or they hit. Not every government agent wears a gun on his hip. Strategically placed cooperatives to roam in the midst. Gotta learn from my mistakes, separate the real from the fake. It's the reason why these bougie try to leave your niggas safe.
Say they wanna end police brutality,
but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense of niggas say they wanna be free, but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you'll never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. No blood to bleed.
This rap
revolutionary African propagandists scattered throughout the entire planet. Communication device like antennas and satellites. Every time I grab the mic and recite what I write, it's like lyrical spirituals of enslaved ancestors round the campfire plotting how to defeat the oppressor. Real youth, we're the root of the revolution. We need wealth redistribution to control our institutions. We ruthless, rebellious warriors, black riders. The spirit of Tupac is inside us, it's thug life. I represent the resurrection, the insurrection. It's time to criticize the unjust with the weapon.
He will be brutally assassinated for rebellious activity in order to instill fear into our people. For far too long, generation after generation, we have been instilled with this fear. We have been instilled with this cowardice. Now it's time for us to stand up and get together to represent black power every hour. We represent the Black Rock, which is the new generation Black Panther Party for self-defense. We recognize the old generation, the old Black Panther Party, got brutally assassinated by the evil demons. COINTELPRO and J. Gay Edgar Hoover. He pushed in the crack cocaine, had Hewitt and everybody smoking dope. Now we recognize what's going on. Now we see that you manipulated us and pumped guns into our community. They smuggled these things into the black community to confuse us, to trick us, and to banging on each other. Now we aware, we are conscious. We recreated the Black Panther Party because it was a need to retaliate on the evil demons. On this mic, you're gonna hear today, Comrade, Minister of Public Relations, ERF, to get at y'all, to make y'all understand what needs to be understood. This is Sergeant Scar, our ground force commander. He coming through banging on y'all, letting y'all know the truth, busting you aside the head and breaking falsehood open.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but you can't do nothing to the heat.
on the camera that was down with it. Now it's your nigga about the side.
Black power, black power, and all power to the people. This is General Taco representing the Black Rider, the new generation, Black Panther Party for self-defense. And this is our Black Survival Class radio show. Call in at 657-383-0587 and press 1 with your comment and your concern. We out here pushing for the absolute liberation and salvation of the black nation all day, every day, even on Sunday. We pushing an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a head for a head, and a life for a life. Today's topic on the Black Survival Class radio show will be the great accomplishments of the 1950s Black Panthers. This is so important for us to understand so we can continue to push as black people. No matter where we are on the planet, we need liberation. We need freedom by any means necessary. Why is this so? Because we recognize for over 400 years our people have been trapped under the boot of white supremacy and capitalism. And we must stand up strong and represent true dignity and represent true African loyalty to our people and our ancestors and stand up against these police, these kids who come down on our community and murder our people from one end of the country to the other, shooting us down unarmed. Driving while black, walking while black, breathing while black. They are gunning our people down, and it's time for us to stand up. And this is why we created the Black Riders, the new generation, Black Panther Party for self-defense in 1996. So we learned the great accomplishment of the 1960s Black Panthers that was created out in Oakland in 1966 by Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale. And one of their first recruits was a strong brother named Little Bobby Hutton. He was a treasurer. And he had believed in the concept of liberation, independence, and African freedom on the planet. And he was one of the first to step up and be recruited into the party. Well, let's get right to it. Let's get to the great accomplishment. Let's talk about the Black Panthers program, one of the most fiercest programs necessary for us to understand today so we can push hard for our freedom, is the Community Alert Patrol. This was necessary for so many black people out in Oakland at that time and around the country had to deal with the brute beast police, the pigs, who come down on our people like an occupying force. This is what Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale learned about the pigs. They recognized that the racist U.S. government had continuously subjugated us, pushed us into segregation, into slavery, drug us on a raggedy slave ship through the Middle Passage to pick cotton, all for their greed. Our people built racist America on our backs with our blood and our sweat and our tears. No apology, no concern, no compensation for hundreds of years of forced labor, picking cotton for the demon. These dogs created the pigs back in the day. as Patty Roeder, overseers who were sent to hunt down slaves that tried to run away and get free. And this is their history. So Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale had recognized their evolution under the racist U.S. government. And their goal was to continue to come into the black community and keep us colonized, keep us dominated. And now today, they are moving toward extermination of our people through the scandalous prison industrial complex, sheer brutal assassinations and murders. And this is why we must clean up, wake up, and stand up for our freedom. Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale began to patrol the police out in Oakland, legally armed with shotguns, M1. And they began to patrol the pigs after they understood and studied white law and how these pigs use these racist laws to enforce genocide on our people. And they began to run up on the pigs to let them know they will not come into Oakland and our community and continue with the brutality and murder of black people. Of course, the pigs are spooked, and this taught brothers on the block, sisters on the block, who their real racist enemy was. Instead of taking out the pain and the frustration that comes from white oppression and capitalism on each other, they pointed a direct arrow with them choppers to who the real racist enemy really was. It was the brute beast police, the racist politician, and the big businessman within the racist U.S. government. So our people began to join in mass, and they created other programs. Let's go over a few of them. One, they created the Free Breakfast for Children program, which fed hungry children in the hood so they can be able to think and learn. Let's go. Number two, they created the George Jackson Medical Clinic, which provided free health care, studies on sickle cell anemia, which had plagued the black community for far too long. Number three, they created the People's Free Dental Program. Four, they created the People's Free Avalanche Program. Five, they created the Intercommunal News Service newspaper. Six, they had a free shoe program. Seven, free legal aid, free bus in the prison program. Number nine, seniors against a fearful environment where they protected our elders as they cast their checks so they wouldn't be robbed. Number 10, they have free cooperative housing programs to house our people. Number 11, they have free plumbing programs. Number 12, they have free pest control where they were going to the hood and exterminate our people. Houses from roaches and rats who had lived better than we did because of the brute beast police and the racist U.S. government who kept us contained within the ghetto. And at least they have Oakland Community School where they taught our children. This is very important for us to understand as black people. These are some of the great accomplishments that was brought about by the Black Panthers in the 1960s. And they continue to push along. One of the main things they brought to our people was that they raised the consciousness. They raised the mentality within our spirits and our souls for us to clean up, wake up, and stand up. They taught us that because of white supremacy and capitalism, there have been a long continual war has been waged on our people. When they invaded and colonized Africa to steal our resources, to kidnap our people by using evil terror tactics like vicious maiming and tortures and lynching, stripping our people and robbing us of our culture, robbing us of our language, robbing us of our name, robbing us of the very essence of our being. And this is why it's important for us to regain our African heritage, our African loyalty, and clean up, wake up, and stand up for our people. Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale continue the path that was blazed by Minister Malcolm X, who had taught us that freedom can be only attained by any means necessary. And this is what brought about the advance and coldest, boldest black revolutionary organization that hit the shores of racist America. So them brothers and sisters stood up with choppers to let the enemy know that you are not bulletproof and that you bleed just like us. This is important. It brings about the psychological value of dignity and pride. We must understand that the Panthers move with action. They just didn't talk about it. They just didn't give lip service. They pushed the line. They also brought about extreme unity in the hood. Back in the day, there was different hood, different gang. Brothers like Bunchy Carter had came from the Slumsy Boys out of L.A. He had been affected by the Black Liberation Movement. He was locked down with Minister of Information, Eldridge Cleaver. They had both became politicized while in prison. Bunchy Carter got out and began to put forth a truce between the Slumsy Boys, the farmer, the businessman, and all the hood from back in the day. Then he joined the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense and created the Southern California chapter, the L.A. chapter, and he brought these brothers in, these sisters in, to clean up, wake up, and stand up against their real racist enemy. If you look at what went on in Chicago with Chairman Fred Hampton, who had joined the Black Panthers, he brought all type of hoods together, like the Black T-Stone, the Gangster Disciples, the Vice Lord. If you look at George Jackson, who had also joined the Black Panthers while he was in Solidarity, and he began to bring peace and unity between the hood within the prison system. And after he joined the party, he brought this unity about because he understood that even the prisoners to be liberated, they had to clean up, wake up, and stand up against their real racist enemy. But as we can see by studying the history of the Black Panthers, Bunchy Carter, Fred Hampton, George Jackson, his brothers were ruthlessly assassinated for standing up for our people. They gave their blood, their very lives, the ultimate sacrifice for us to be able to breathe today. And this is why it's so important for us to rise for the unborn, to rise for the living, and to rise for the dead. Because we understand we never, ever truly die. Energy never dies. It only transforms. So our ancestors are here, still with us, to help us in the fight against these brute beast police in the racist U.S. government. We must understand that and continue the battle, continue every effort that's necessary to bring about the absolute liberation and salvation of Black nation. The Panthers have followed a long line of great revolutionaries. They got the idea of the Panthers and the Panther logo from the Lowndes County Freedom Organization that was created in the South by organizations like the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, ran by at that time Stokely Carmichael, H. Ralph Brown, James Foreman. So we must understand that these great leaders also followed Malcolm X. They had all studied the value of Marcus Garvey, Nat Turner, Dearmond Vesey, Gabriel Prosser, and many revolutionaries from around the world. At that time, Cuba had just took off in 1959. An established revolution. Che Guevara and Fidel Castro, Batista, and their continual brutality on the Cuban people, which is backed by the racist U.S. government. So Che Guevara had become worldwide known for wearing that black beret. So Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale was inspired by Che Guevara, who fought in Africa, who helped national liberation struggles and revolutions all across the planet before he was ruthlessly assassinated by CIA-backed forces and the racist U.S. government. So Che Guevara was murdered, but his strength, his spirit inspired Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale to start putting that black beret on. Now today, when you see that all black with that beret, with that black power fist in the air, you immediately identify that as strength, courage, and the need to clean up, wake up, and stand up and push this black power for real. Because it's got to be death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, and death to fascism. It's got to be freedom for everybody or freedom for nobody. That's what we're pushing. See, we must understand that the racist U.S. government launched an evil program called the Counterintelligence Program, which is backed by the FBI and local PD departments all over the country, and began to attack the great accomplishment of the Black Panther, fear of black retribution. See, the white supremacists understand what they did to us, and they fear black retribution. They understand what happened with Nat Turner and all the other riders on the planet who refused to bow down, who refused to live on their knees. And they would rather die on their feet than cower out and brush out against the real racist enemy. So they stood up. But we must understand, after J. Gagger, Hoover, and the COINTELPRO lost on the party, that was all from the fear of black retribution. For the fear of the slave finally grabbing a hatchet, grabbing a machete, and busting him in the head, him and Sophia, while they sleep in the house. That fear of black retribution, that fear of white genetic annihilation. We must understand that they are terrified of our people. This is why we can just have a wallet in our hand, or nothing at all, and they will gun us down, unarmed in the street. That's what these police do in the hood. This is why we understand from studying the history of the Black Panthers the need for self-defense to get legally armed with them choppers and push a line. For real, though, that's what we're talking about, because we're facing extermination. So it got to be all day, every day, even on a Sunday. That's the white supremacy. That's the capitalism. To imperialism and death to fascism. This is the Black Survival Class Radio Show. Call in at 657-383-0587 and press 1 with your comments and concerns. We're going to take a small music break, and then we're going to get back to building and lead to clean up, wake up, and stand up for our people against the real racist enemy. Black power, and all power to the people.
Let's talk about freedom.
Freedom.
Pride.
Equality.
Unity.
Power.
Power to the people.
No unity, no power.
White power for white people. Black power for black people. 1967. The Black Panther Party. The movement.
Freedom.
Let's talk about freedom.
Freedom, freedom. We will not bow down to our racism. We will not bow down to injustice. We will not bow down to exploitation. I'm gonna stand. I'm gonna stand.
I'm gonna
arrive from where the hopeless souls get lost in dope. The most potent coke comes out the little city known as Oakland. Smuggled across the ocean, major plays are set in motion. Broken dreams, they play the city. Got the youngsters feeling hopeless. Smoke earth to curb the pain. I feel a loss of being homeless while they money disappears. A local politician knows us, and they wonder why we live, why we can die at any moment. Post-traumatic from the system got me feeling drachnophobic. Like the walls are caving in, I only exit is a pen. When I reach down in my pocket, all I put out is some lint. And beyond the price of living, they ain't waiting up for rent. So by the time we get our checks, the money's already been spent. Television advertising got me feeling for the pigs. So we can trust upon the weekend, live it up like we was rich. Wear the brand across the chest so they can know who make the fit. Now we looking fresh as fuck, but we ain't got a single cent, and that's silly. But on every first of the month, we be the ones that's lining up, buying from everyone but us. The system's designed to trick us with greedy values and lust. And as soon as we cop an item, we hooked and can't get enough. Victims of capitalism, the matrix makes our decisions. You know I've been through some shit to develop this criticism. Hoping the people listen, but who am I really kidding? When niggas lost all they trust, cause most of their fathers was missing. Some had died in the 80s, while others still up in prison. The product of Reaganomics, the chemical epidemic, neo-colonial puppets, the modernizer resistance, and niggas alive. Laugh it up and forget about taking vengeance. No oppression systemic. We're constantly trying to mimic the image of Europeans, the haters. We even living, pattering up the hate to perpetuate it for angels and niggas. I have the nerve to deny the system is racist. That's silly. Generation is lacking in discipline. Got brothers who serve in time, who got families to defend. But the system called the police out of lack of trust in the men. Destruction of the black family, blinded by white insanity. We still shooting the shit cause we choose to live in the fantasy. Individualism blinded by evil and vanity. We still begging for freedom and reaching out with our hands, and that's silly.
There is no in between. You're either free or you're a slave. There's no such thing as second class citizenship.
Black power, black power, and all power to the people. This is General Taco representing the Black Riders, the new generation, Black Panther Party to self-defense. And we pushing all day, every day, and even on a Sunday for the absolute liberation and salvation of the black nation. And this is our Black Survival Class radio show. And today's topic is the great accomplishments of the 1960s. Black Panthers, and one of the coldest, boldest, and best black revolutionary formations to ever hit the shores of racist America. We're going to move on to our first caller, 510-712-510-712. You're on Black Survival Class radio show, Black Power, and all power to the people.
Power. Black Power, can y'all hear me out there?
Yes, sir, Black Power.
Black Power, all power to the people. This is Eda West, Minister of Public Relations of Black Riders Liberation Party, calling live and direct out of Oakland, California.
Black Power.
Yes. All power to the people, family. Yeah, I just wanted to call in, you know. I wasn't able to listen to the whole radio show, but I got a chance to hear a little bit of the topic, understanding, you know, the legacy and the contributions of the original Black Panther Party. I just wanted to state that it's wanted to remind the listeners, man, it's not enough to just, you know, to just know about this and to let the legacy go to shambles. You feel me? There's not a lot of original Black Panthers left. You feel me? A lot of them, you know what I'm saying, a lot of them was dying. So it's really up to us to keep the torch keep the torch lit, using the method, scientific method, dialectical materialism, evolving things, and evolving theory and matching it with practice. I wanted to drop a few bars of this urban guerrilla rap. A few bars, man, centered around this the Watch a Pig program, which is the upgraded version of the community alert patrol of the original Black Panthers of the police. And it go a little something like this. All right. Pull up in the traffic and we kept to peace harassing. Blue and red lights flashing. We about to see what's happening. Show them what this Panther about. Demand they shout their numbers out. Serial and badges now. We got three cameras out. That's what they mad about. They get the acting foul, then we pull them hammers out. Troops on deck, military silence. Low intensity, conflict, with potential violence. Everyone should try it. It's a step up from a riot to look a pig in his eyes and make him cry. Priceless. To make a pig commit suicide, righteous, psychologically smiting them. We are committing the science. Individual pig behavior modification exposes the true nature and causes intimidation. All my comrades writing for black liberation. All my comrades writing for total liberation, self-determination. Hey, and this that Watch a Pig program. You already know, man, this that modern-day community, the alert patrol, man. Watch up. Keep your eyes on them. Keep your eyes on them. And if the pigs get fouled, then we gonna ride on them. Power.
Power, black power all day. We're looking out. Eda Rev, Minister of Public Relations, representing. Let's move on to the next caller, 510-967. 510-967. You're on the Black Survival Class radio show. Black power.
Black power. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, General Taco. This is Staff Sergeant EJ, the Black Riders Liberation Party, New Generation Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Thank you very much. Salute to you, Conrad, Eda Ref, Minister of Public Relations. Thank you very much for the bars you was spitting, man. I can't wait to hear the track when it's laid down. You know what I'm saying? But thank you, callers and listeners, too. Major salutes to y'all, too. Today's topic is the successes of the Black Panthers, you know, what they committed to and what they gave their lives up for and what it was exactly what they were doing. Because now, 2018, we in a time where we have a lot of factions, a lot of formations, a lot of people who have the good intentions of helping out the people as far as making sure we can wake up, clean up, and stand up and fight for our liberation. But we also have programs that exist as far as, like, people do free food programs and free clothes giveaways inspired by the Black Panthers. And it was very pivotal at that time for the Black Panthers to create those survival, action survival programs, community survival programs, is to raise the consciousness and also heighten contradictions between the relations between the people and the state, and how the state got all this money and supposed to be serving and governing people, but they actually rape and exploit and take advantage and use these pigs as an occupying army to gun us down. And these services that was provided by the Black Panthers in the early 60s was at a time when we didn't have free breakfast for kids in schools, you know, let alone also poverty at that time from lack of resources existed, particularly in Oakland, where in Oakland there wasn't street lights on 7th Street in the 60s until late 1968. So when we're talking about these programs, we're dealing with the phenomenons that existed to heighten the contradictions and also heighten consciousness. These programs that was given to the people were not to pacify the people, nor to use these actions to make people conform, comfortable, and docile or submissive. These were to feed, educate, so we can be able to gain and fight and defend for our people and our property and our livelihood for our liberation. This was not to pacify them to the meantime. Yes, we do have a lot of people who are homeless. We have a lot of people who are starving. We have a lot of our people who are oppressed and dealing with the foul conditions that exist in America. But these programs that this being created is not to pacify them. The programs that were inspired for us to do was to educate them and raise consciousness, also to build institutions so we won't be depending on the white man or any other power structure that exists to for any food, housing, shelter, or even security for our people. There are also advances made by the Black Panthers from the Free Food Program, which General Taco mentioned as far as the Oakland Community School that existed. Also, they had an intercommunal community thinking center. Speaking on the Oakland Community School was to also take these kids that we're feeding to create an environment so we can teach them. Because one of the points on the 10-point platform, now we have advanced it to the 13-point Black Common Program, is that we ride, or states that is that we want an education that teaches and exposes the decadent American society that we live in and our role in modern-day society. So being that we can't, and they were trying to also put in a curriculum within the school district, but we also was creating our own school, a real school, not none of this half-assed, still trying to lean on to the white man's education, anything. No, they created the school for our children from 1973 to 1982, which was a very long time to have that school up. And this was an alternative schooling to what people are used to. The like first of its kind, where people would look at Montessori schools or these charter schools that exist now. We can really say that was inspired by the existence of the Black Panthers Oakland Community School. For instance, they had alternative learning that dealt with the culture and history of our plight, of our struggle. They also dealt with the conditions that was affecting us day to day directly, relative education that was affecting us. Because to deal with some offhand what's going on in Europe, it's not going to deal with what's going on with a starving child who's dealing with a mother or father addicted to dope or addicted to parents who couldn't babysit them. We weren't also the Oakland Community School provided was night care, night child care for parents who were working 8 hours or 20 or 16 hour night shifts. A part of these having these programs to provide full fledged services to our people with advancing for so that our people could take on these community survival programs so they can serve themselves, not just serve themselves, but serve themselves through the programs towards creating self sustainability and self determination. So that as our formation, as any faction, any revolutionary, be able to move forward, provide more services, and create more actions against the enemy. But what's taking place, I'll be real quick, within the Oak Community School, they were giving practical schools around conscious raising, community building. They would invite different, Aretha Franklin and Patti LaBelle went up there to even teach classes. But they'll invite people of different learning from the mechanics to on the block to the people who own store business to the, you know, the people who's in the hood who's going to come by and check up on the shorties at the school. You know, they will. And this is at a time, too, from 1973 to 1982, where the influx of drugs was also affecting the open community, too, where acquired across the street from the Oak Community School existed this housing project, the 6A Village. And this was ran by, I don't know if people are familiar with the name for it, but this was also a reactionary element. And at that time, that was counter to the production of for the Black Panther services in Oakland. And this created a major rift over there because you had a reactionary element that was employing people illegitimately through exploitation of serving the dope poison to our community. Then you had another revolutionary element that was raising the consciousness to make sure that we can elevate our people to get away from these elements, you know, to stop these things that exist that deteriorates our focus. And with these problems that existed, COINTELPRO and the FBI infiltrated to make things even worse for them. You know, that's why Oakland was the city of dope. You know, to not just stop the Panthers, but any form of revolutionary mentality, intellectual mentality taking effect, especially with the kids then. You know, that's what the programs was about. The programs was about not trying to pacify our people, not to make people comfortable, but it was to make sure that we can feed, educate, teach, clothe, house if we can, so that we can get engaged with the enemy for real, for real. So if we're not talking about as far as doing those things or to build an institute, if we're not doing that, then it's just a charity work. It's just the missionaries do. No, it's for people who just want to do something good on Thanksgiving. Somebody want to do on Thanksgiving or do something good on a weekday just to give the homeless to feel better about themselves so they can look different from the niggas on the block. You got to get away from that mentality. That's a reactionary, sensational mentality. No, just doing for your own ego. Revolution is not about celebratory iconification, and it's not about pacification or being comfortable in the settings and conditions that we're in. Total liberation. It's about freedom. That's what it's about. Now, and that's what the Panthers inspired, the original OGs. That's why we're here today doing what we're doing. And we're going to continue on, keep fighting for the unborn, living, and the dead. So thank you for listening, family. Thank you for your time. Thank you for letting me have this mic. And we're going to continue on, keep pushing on. Black power, all power to the people.
Black power, black power, and all power to the people. Must respect Sergeant EJ for representing and dropping them jewels of knowledge for us to continue to march forth and build and finally eliminate, eradicate white supremacy and capitalism from the planet. And we understand that we must clean up, wake up, and stand up as black people against our real racist enemy. This is the Black Survival Class radio show, and today's topic is the great accomplishments of the 1960s Black Panthers as we push forth as the Black Riders, the new generation, Black Panther Party for self-defense, to continue to fight, to continue to struggle, and make the enemy understand that he is not bulletproof and he bleeds just like us. And that's why we push it, self-defense to the fullest, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a head for a head, and a life for a life. Power war all day, every day, even on a Sunday. Today will be a short show, but before we go, we want to touch on the Black Commune program, which derived from the 1960s Black Panther great accomplishment. So they brought a 10-point platform and program. We just upgraded it to fit today's foul condition, like chemical and biological warfare. When the crack bomb was dropped on our people, when they hit our people with the aid in order to attempt to kill us off and push us into genocide as a people. The Black Commune program is so important. It is the basis for us to understand and to push for human rights and to push for revolution and the complete, absolute liberation and salvation of the black nation. Let's go with the Black Commune program. It states, we ride for the Black Commune program because it is what we want and believe. A Black Commune is a Black community built on the belief of sharing and mutual cooperation between all people of that community, which brings forth unity. Whether mine is yours and whether yours is mine, or I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. This is a belief system that black people have held since the beginning of human existence. It allowed us to ride out any storm in perfect unity. This is the type of black community that we ride for. Point A, we ride for total liberation. Point B, we ride to put a stop to the thievery by capitalists of our black community. Point C, we ride for maximum and complete employment for our people. Point D, we ride for freedom of speech. Point E, we ride because we demand the cases of all black people held captive in the jails and prisons of America reopened, reinvestigated, and retried by members of the black community. Point F, we ride for decent housing fit for shelter of human beings. Point G, we ride for education for our people that exposes the true nature of the decadent American society. Point H, we ride for an end to the drug problem. Point I, we ride for all black people to be exempt from military service. Point J, my favorite, we ride for an immediate end to police brutality and murder of black people. Point K, we ride for full medical attention that should be given to all black people. Point L, we ride for an end to environmental racism and to stop the disruption of the Earth's ecological balance. Last but not least, point M, we ride for land, technology, bread, housing, education, clothing, medical care, justice, peace, and an end to environmental racism by any means necessary. We push it to the fullest. It's going to be freedom for everybody or freedom for nobody by any means necessary. Still to this day, all day, every day, and even on the Sunday, we push it. And this is the Black Survival Class Radio Show. Tune in December 15th. Same black time, same black channel, as we push for death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, and death to fascism. Power!
At this point, black people are afraid of the tremendous power that the races are flexing. And it's a matter of overestimation of the power that race America has. And that it's an underestimation of our own strength. But a time will come when black people will rise up like a mighty storm or a hurricane, sweeping all evil, gentry, and corrupt officials into their graves. And nothing will be able to hold this force back because it will be so swift.
Whoa. We like the 89 earthquake, 7.0, spin a verse to make the earth shake. Natural disaster, volcanic eruption, magma, reducing these cats to ashes like overkill to the maximum. Scientific reaction, imbalance with shifted acts. My tectonic plates that clash and cause a massive same reaction. Shake the earth's surface, Armageddon, like the Quranic verses. Prophesize the coming of the enemy, Islamic service. My magnitude is split the concrete. Ain't the forces made by man can stop me from kicking off a tsunami. Our competition, kid body, we something that you cannot see. We like volcanoes spewing lava when we drop heat. Banging on these Nazis, me and Evie rock beats. Us the conscious rappers, it's like Stalin versus Trotsky. A monsoon with 100-foot waves. We kicking asses, taking names, making them fascist state evacuate.
Can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop.
Wreaking massive havoc on capitalist fascist bastards, causing major damage to management, manufacturing, post-traumatic flashing on spasm, I'm getting active. From thornstores to moratoriums, I'm going hard, blowhard like I'm on the phone, y'all, oh lord. We wash everything away like tidal waves, black riders, revolutionary, suicidal, man. We march as far as the whirlwind, we will win. We kill shit to build shit to the world end. Tornadoes, hurricanes, typhoons influencing the youth with the music flooding like monsoon. I'm monsoon with war moves, I won't lose. I wreck your home like the retro storms. I go from flaming hot to extra cold. We the weather used for weapons and war. Let's go.
Can't stop, can't stop, can't stop.
The weather is wet on the wall. Wiping out KK. It's inevitable. It's impeccable. Fuck fascism, fuck imperialism, fuck white supremacy, black power.